We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, kind-hearted viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, your bird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, HSAT 5 and HSAT 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Ida Blessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia and Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations launches a crop calendar to assist with food security in Africa. In peace news, Arab rap and rock stars convey a deep desire for a harmonious world. In community news, computer courses are offered to Argentinian women living in disadvantaged areas. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 24th, is the birthday of the President of Azerbaijan, His Excellency, Ilham Haydar Oğlu Aliyev, born in 1961. Serving in office since 2003, President Aliyev holds numerous honors, including the Heydar Aliyev Order of the Republic of Azerbaijan, the highest order of the state, and the İhsan Domagraci Prize for International Relations for Peace from Turkey. The birthday of the President of Afghanistan, His Excellency Hamid Karzai, is commemorated today as well. Born in 1957, President Karzai has advocated improving human rights and in 2005 appointed the first female governor in Afghanistan. President Karzai's many accolades include an honorary knighthood from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of England in 2003 and the Philadelphia Liberty Medal in 2004 from the United States.
December 24th is also the birthday of the President of Finland, Her Excellency Tarja Karina Halonen. Finland's first female head of state, President Halonen is currently the co-chair of the United Nations Secretary General's High-Level Panel on Global Sustainability. The 2002 United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's Ceres Medal and the 2004 Grameen Foundation USA Deutsche Bank Humanitarian Award are some of the numerous recognitions President Halonen has received. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellencies, for your devoted efforts to bring about a better world for your nation's citizens and all residents of the earth. We respectfully wish President İlham Heydar Oğlu Aliyev, President Hamid Karzai, and President Tarja Karina Halonen a very happy and grace-filled birthday with cherished ones.
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Costa Rica. Floods and landslides wreaked havoc across the nation in early November, especially devastating San Antonio to Escazú, near the capital of San Jose. At least 20 were found perished and some 1,500 other residents were evacuated to temporary shelters. The Costa Rican government made immediate pledges of assistance as emergency crews and citizens rushed to clear debris. Sending her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $7,500 as part of a $15,000 fund for storm-stricken Venezuela as well, and asked our nearby association members to go help the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain approximately $57,000 in supplies acquired in the United States, based on the average cost of living in the region.
Our local association members went as soon as conditions permitted, traveling to the area shelters where 300 hardest-hit residents were staying. There, they delivered fresh and nutritious vegan groceries and prepared a hot meal for the victims. Our association members also showed the school shelter staff how to cook the soy protein. Many people at the shelter expressed joy and thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for this healthy and satisfying cuisine in their time of need.
With appreciation for the Costa Rican government and all personnel coming to the aid of the landslide-affected people, we are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind assistance and thank our association's relief team for their efforts. May such tragic situations be alleviated through our gentler lifestyles on the planet.
Unusual rainfall strikes U.S. West. The same storm system that severely affected some regions of California, USA, drenched the states of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah as it moved eastward on Tuesday, December 21st. In Arizona, flooding destroyed 5 homes, with several others at risk. With some areas receiving 3 inches of rain in just a 24-hour period, officials in Utah's Zion National Park evacuated all visitors and campers before shutting it down. Mayor Daniel MacArthur of St. George, Utah, about 40 miles southwest of the park, declared a state of emergency due to flooding, and the Las Vegas area of neighboring Nevada was affected by road closures. Meanwhile, an unexpected 2 feet of snow in Mount Charleston disrupted electricity for several hundred residents, with county crews working nonstop to clear roads and restore power to the area. Four southern Nevada state parks were also closed due to flooding. National Weather Service meteorologists stated that this storm was unusual in that it was carrying double the moisture of typical winter storms. Our thankfulness for the efforts of the officials and the emergency crews to ensure everyone's safety. Our prayers for the well-being of all the storm-stricken people, and that such extreme weather events are minimized through our more diligent stewardship of the environment.
Earthquakes rock Indonesia, Japan, and United Kingdom. In Latin America on Monday, December 20th, El Salvador was jolted by a quake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale, centered 70 kilometers southwest of San Miguel. Government buildings were evacuated and tremors were felt in many parts of the country, as well as in neighboring Honduras' central and southern departments. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake on Tuesday shook Yogyakarta, Indonesia, 140 kilometers southeast of Wonosari, with reactions of panic among residents as it shook regions of East and Central Java. This was followed by a magnitude 5.0 tremor in the north-central province of Gorontalo on Sulawesi Island. Yet another quake struck the nation that evening at Sinabang on the east coast of Simulu Island. Also on Tuesday, a major 7.4 magnitude quake struck offshore near Japan's Bonin Islands, prompting a tsunami alert with officials evacuating residents on both Chichishima and Hahashima Islands until the alert was later lifted. The trembler was followed by a series of aftershocks, including one on Thursday measuring a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale. A rare quake also hit that evening in the United Kingdom when a 3.5 magnitude tremor struck 55 kilometers south of Carlisle in England, as one of the largest to hit the area since 1835. The tremors, fortunately, did not trigger damage or injuries. We are thankful, Japanese officials, for your precautionary actions, as we thank heaven for the safety of all the quake-shaken residents. Our prayers that the world may soon be freed from such potential disasters through humanity's conscientious efforts to restore the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. ratifies Nuclear Weapons Reduction Treaty. On Wednesday, December 22nd, just days before the end of their 2010 session, legislators in the U.S. Senate voted to approve the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START.
This is a major treaty, since arms control treaties are the most important treaties that the U.S. signs, in particular with Russia. So I think in the end they want to be part of history and part on the right side of history.
The terms of the new START Accord, which was originally signed by U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in April, include both countries eliminating 30% of their nuclear weapons stockpiles. Also passed was a bill to provide medical care for firefighters and other first responders to the 9/11 tragedy. As President Obama commended the new START decision, Russian President Medvedev called on countries around the world to work toward full disarmament.
Угроза применения оружия массового поражения уменьшалась, мы обязаны.
The U.S. and Russia that have 90% of all of the world's nuclear weapons, by showing that they are taking another step towards significant reductions, this does put pressure on the others to become more transparent and to be more willing to engage on what they can do to move toward nuclear disarmament.
Our accolades and appreciation, United States government, for this important peace-advancing legislation. We also thank Your Excellencies of the U.S. and Russia as we join in wishing the day to come soon that people across the globe may live in harmonious safety and respect.
Guinea inaugurates new president. On Tuesday, December 21st, Guinean President Alpha Conde officially took the oath of office as the first democratically elected president in the country. The ceremony was attended by African dignitaries that included the presidents of Guinea-Bissau, Mali, South Africa, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Senegal. Following his swearing-in, the new president stated, "I will try in my small way to be Guinea's Mandela and unite every son of Guinea." He went on to pledge improved access to water, electricity, and education. Citizens, too, expressed optimism for the future, as conveyed by Mr. Mumuni Konate, who remarked, "I have hope, a lot of hope. I know that things will change in this country because Alpha has promised it. We join in respectful congratulations, Your Excellency President Conde, for your new post. May heaven grace your time in office with leadership that furthers the noble goals of the gentle-hearted Guinean people."
Lost wallet returned in full. It's a Christmas miracle from Miss Stephanie Kenny in Michigan, USA, whose lost wallet was returned to her with everything she had saved for her family's Christmas presents still inside. Having just received her paycheck, Miss Kenny had placed her wallet on the roof of the car but forgot it was there when she drove away. After hours driving back and forward, trying to find it at the side of the road, she finally gave up hope and cried, saying, "It was all the money I had. I couldn't get my kid anything." Just then, the phone rang and a man named Drew said he had found the wallet, asking her to meet at his workplace to retrieve it. As the tears of despair turned to ones of joy, Miss Kenny said, "I was ecstatic that he had my wallet, that somebody would return it to me. I don't think there are a lot of people out there who would do that. He is my Christmas miracle for giving me back my Christmas. We salute good Samaritan Drew for your good-hearted integrity and for returning hope and joy to Miss Stephanie Kenny and her family. May such a spirit of giving find its way into all hearts this Christmas and always."
For his caring and noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Drew with a Shining World Honesty Award, along with $500 for his own Christmas gift.
Save our planet. Guyana spends scarce resources to fend off rising seas. As highlighted in a recent article by the international news network Al Jazeera, climate change is already having drastic effects on this small South American nation. Around 90% of the population lives from 50 centimeters to 1 meter below sea level. Between 1955 and 2005, the Guyanese coastal waters rose 17 centimeters, twice the global average. Devastating flooding in 2005 put the capital underwater for months and caused $2 billion in damages.
Now, the country is spending over $5 million per year, an amount it can hardly afford, to build and maintain seawalls, sluice gates, as well as water pumps that return the flooding salt water back to the sea. Individuals have also been forced to elevate their homes in an effort to prevent constant inundation. Highlighting the global nature of this problem, Guyanese Agriculture Minister Robert M. Passaud stated, "Whatever happens in the climate, it is not situated in a particular part. If you look at the United States or what is happening in Europe in terms of the weather patterns and what has been taking place there, we all see that it is becoming everyone's problem and everyone in the global community needs to do something."
We thank you, Minister Persaud, Al Jazeera, and Guyana, for sharing information about this urgent situation that we indeed all share. Our prayers for the protection of the good-hearted people of Guyana and other nations facing similar challenges of rising seas, and that governments and individuals join in concerted efforts worldwide to restore the balance of our Earth.
During a February 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with great concern about this distressing predicament as she urged for the immediate actions necessary to protect lives.
"The situation is really urgent, and honestly, every day I'm worried about the fate of many people. I wish and pray all the able government and great nations, please help them. We cannot just sit here and watch them drown. We do hope we do something so that we can stop the rising sea level the way it is right now and not getting worse, so that other nations can still help the already sinking nations. I wish that all the governments in the world would encourage organic farming to save our world. The benefit of organic farming for human livelihood, for human health, and for animals' health, natural resources, and protection of our planet. All these benefits we cannot even underestimate. So I just suggest vegan, organic.
Save our planet. At the closing ceremony of the 2010 International Year of Biodiversity in Kanazawa, Japan, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announces the 2011 International Year of Forests as he calls for continued momentum to preserve wildlife and their habitats.
Save our planet. Rescued after being stunned by the extreme cold off the northerly coast of Massachusetts state, 20 endangered Kemp Ridley sea turtles are flown by the U.S. Coast Guard to southern Florida for rehabilitation and a planned return to the wild.
Save our planet. In an effort to mitigate global warming, Japan announces plans to monitor emissions of two so-called super greenhouse gases, namely nitrous oxide, mainly a byproduct of livestock raising, with 300 times the global warming potential of CO2, and sulfur hexafluoride, with 20,000 times the global warming potential of CO2, but emitted in much smaller quantities than most other greenhouse gases.
Warning news. U.S. scientists find that the municipal water in 31 out of 35 cities contains the substance hexavalent chromium, a toxic manufacturing byproduct considered to be a likely cancer-causing agent for which no limits have yet been set.
Hello, I'm Nimbo, the vegan Nubian Ibex, with a tip to share on a traditional Japanese seasoning called miso. It's a fermented paste prepared from soybeans, but can also be made from rice, barley, or wheat. Miso can be used to flavor soups, marinades, and salad dressings. Heat may cause it to lose some of its flavor, so it's a good idea to add it toward the end of the cooking time. There are different varieties, and most can be stored in the fridge for months. Thank you so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
World News, the United Nations launches a calendar to assist with food security in Africa. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN has developed this online tool to provide information about planting and harvesting periods for a variety of crops in specific areas. It was created to help farmers, aid groups, and others to access the appropriate type of seeds at the most beneficial time, especially during emergency circumstances. The database has facts on over 130 crops in more than 280 agroecological zones in 43 African countries. What a wonderful innovation, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. May this very useful resource help in ensuring flourishing harvests for the warm-hearted people of Africa.
In peace news, Arab rap and rock stars convey a deep desire for a harmonious world. One such group, Culture Shock, is the first Palestinian rock band. They hope that their lyrics, which touch on the real-life situations and challenges of the people of Palestine, can help bring about positive changes. Another, Hassan Ali Al-Faluji of the Iraqi pop group Unknown to No One, or UTN1, said, "We're with peace because we experienced three wars in our lifetime, and that experience really made us miss something called peace." Bravo, Arab musicians, on your profound support of a tranquil ecosphere. May your precious words be heard far and wide, helping to encourage an era of love and respect between all beings on our treasured planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, computer courses help women in Argentina enhance their self-confidence. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more touching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a significant world. In community news, computer courses are offered to women in disadvantaged areas of Argentina. The Association for Progressive Communications, an international network, is sponsoring the program in a number of localities of the nation. Called Take Back the Tech, the workshops not only impart computer skills, but also help to develop self-confidence in the students. One participant, Ms. Paola Bacente, age 36, said, "This has helped me to see that I can make it on my own. Now I work, I have my own money." Our heartfelt thankfulness, Association for Progressive Communications, for your commendable endeavor. May your project help to enhance the lives of many gracious women of beautiful Argentina.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Not Easy. It is told in Spanish.
Todos los participantes vestían trajes negros y cabello corto. Era difícil saber quién era el director y quién era la directora.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I've been vegan since 13. Now I'm 18. I'm very glad knowing that I'm not alone and there are still many people out there who care about others' lives, including our animal paws. I hope Supreme Master Television will be watched by all people here in Indonesia so that I will have many vegan friends. Thank you very much for all your noble programs. Zefri from Pekanbaru, Indonesia.
Delightful Zefri, thank you for your warm note. It is so good to hear that you are following the kind vegan diet. We also pray that all people adopt the organic plant-based lifestyle and make this earth into a loving paradise. May heaven's light shine on you and the pure-hearted people of Indonesia.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you always be touched by the magnificent love of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
An agreement signed between China and Formosa or Taiwan, the 15th such accord reached since Formosan President Ma Ying-jeou assumed office, is intended to bring more cooperation in medical research and food safety, as well as increased travel between China to Formosa.
Following a second successful surgery, His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia departs from a New York, USA hospital in good health and will continue to recuperate in the US with physical therapy.
Visiting North Korean Ambassador to Russia Kim Yong-jae and Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexei Borodavkin meet in Moscow to discuss possible diplomatic and political solutions to bring harmony to the Korean Peninsula.
In an effort to provide equal opportunity for every fellow citizen in Bolivia, President Evo Morales signs a law guaranteeing education for all social sectors based on principles of solidarity and sharing to uplift the entire society.
A mediation team comprising the United Nations, African Union, and the Qatari government called for a resumption of the peace process in Darfur, Sudan, including a ceasefire agreement by the end of 2010.
Kyrgyzstan's president, Rosa Otunbayeva, reports that the country has been restored to order following a period of instability, with all three branches of government now running smoothly.
The Turkish Red Crescent sends humanitarian aid consisting of tents, blankets, stoves, and other necessities to Iran to help the people affected by the recent earthquake in Kerman province.
European Union Foreign Affairs Leader Catherine Ashton announces an initial 2011 donation to Palestine of 100 million euros in recognition of the efforts by Palestinian Prime Minister Fayyad towards fostering conditions for a lasting, workable peace.
With the help of Happy Endings Animal Sanctuary in East Sussex, UK, and the generous response of Daily Mail newspaper readers, abandoned canine Alfie receives life-saving medical treatments and ongoing care.
9-year-old Katie Green of North Carolina, USA, raises $15,000 through raffles, website donations, and speaking engagements for her organization, Katie's Kids, with all the proceeds going towards the purchase of Christmas gifts for hospitalized children.
For her caring efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Katie with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $1,000 toward Katie's Kids.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.